Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Hermit meets the Angel of Chastity. There was an unearthly glow coming from the direction of the cave behind the first waterfall. But it was not emanating from the demon Mammon, who was careful to keep clear of the drops of water that sprinkled the cave floor. The Hermit proceeded into the cave and looked past the shadows to his right. There, on an outcropping of rock recessed into the cave, stood a being of light. The splendor coming forth from him was almost too much to bear. Giovanni had heard tell of the incorporeal ones before. The ancients often referred to them as messengers or angels. Pulling the cowl of his robe across his face so as to shield himself from the splendor, Giovanni approached the being and asked, "Who are you?" The being held up a blazing sword that glowed without giving off any heat. "I am called Uriel," he said. "I am the least of the seven spirits that stand before the throne of God. I was sent into paradise to drive Adam and Eve out after their fall from grace. My sword points to all directions at the same time. That is why the demon will not enter the cave." The hermit was suddenly overcome with an inexplicable longing to be near Uriel. He stumbled blindly toward the light and found himself standing beneath the cascading water of the fall. Try as he might, Giovanni could only distinguish the presence of Uriel as a soft blur from where he was standing. Prevailed upon by his nearness to the angel, the hermit sloshed down to his knees in the pool of water. Lifting up his voice, he cried out in Latin, "Ah, terribilis est locus illus, est domus Dei et porta caeli." "Awe-inspiring is this place. It is the house of God and the door to heaven." "You're right to call it this," smiled the angel down at him. "I have been guarding this cave ever since the beginning of time. It is the entrance to the valley of the Most Holy Trinity, the very place chosen to be the earthly dwelling place of God himself. This cave is the most intimate place of contact between God and man on earth. It is the place where secrets to all questions seep up out of the bowels of the mountain." "Why have I been so tormented by Mammon?" blurted out Giovanni before he could stop himself. He was still kneeling in the pool of water besprinkled by the falling cascade. As he waited patiently, a roar seemed to seep out of the mouth of the cave. It was like the blast of a trumpet. The hermit was reminded of the voice of God that had come to Giovanni the Evangelist at the cave of the Apocalypse on the island of Patmos. It swirled about his ears and turned into a soft whisper. Gently, caressingly, the hermit understood the message. "I can give you this message only in ways that your mind can understand. Man's longing for intimacy is only a sample of the intense feeling that you will experience when you and I are united. It is merely the first inkling of the mighty force called love, which is Godhead on earth. In human terms, it is expressed in two ways. It can find life through children or through the blessed life of chastity. Each person must find his own way of expressing that intimacy. You have chosen the second way, which is fraught with built-up, pent-up feelings that most mortals cannot fathom. But purity of heart is held in such high esteem that it is counted among the Beatitudes. It is spiritual communion and the very panis angelorum, the bread of the angels. But have no fear, for no man is ever given a cross without the strength to bear it. Be careful, though. As you seek answers, the questions will become harder and harder to ask." As quickly as the voice had issued forth from the cave, it disappeared back into it. Giovanni stood up, realizing that there was no angel in the cave, nor demon outside of it. He was standing alone, still under the cascade, looking up into the sky. The shadows had begun to dissipate and everything was bathed in blue. The hermit stepped out of the water as fresh and clean as a newly baptized baby. He knew what he had to do. He must face his next deadly sin. He began to climb to the second waterfall. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit.